Food with Ray Foley and Cully and Sully. Great food and super conversation.
So, talking about movie reviews and restaurant reviews that JP can't spend on anything. He can't invest in anything unless he's read all the reviews
first. I like
to
know I'm going to get something good, whether it's food or movies.
We went on to restaurants then, that it's like every review, like in the Irish Times and the Irish Independent and the online review. Would you only use a trusted review source, which is like a paid for reviewer who reviews for a living? Or would you also use like the Googles and the Yelps of the world?
Oh, I'll do that as well. Yeah, Google reviews big time. TripAdvisor as well. Yeah, I will.
You're not going to get balanced reviewing on. Let me call my review guy.
Okay.
One second. Get a sense of the reviewing. Talking food. Thanks to Cully and Sully. Great food and soup are a conversation.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, is that Karina?
It is, yes.
Hello,
hi.
Karina. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I am grand. How are you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. We wanted to talk to a restaurant reviewer. And you write for the Irish Times, right?
That's right, yes.
You're up there. You're the pinnacle of restaurant reviewing. You must be really good at eating food, are you?
I tend to be quite good.
Well, I've been doing it for ages, and I'm still not. I haven't reached your levels of eating food.
But
of course,
going.
It's not just the eating. Of course, it's the reviewing it afterwards. And I suppose, can you enjoy a meal like properly enjoy it invest yourself properly into the experience of the meal without going, I'm going to write this later, or I'll have to not jot that down, or I'll have to. Are you always working while eating?
You know, that's a good question, because they're two very different things, you know, even though people think that, you know, I'm just going out having fun for a living. I mean, it's a fabulous job, but it's very, very different when you're reviewing. So, you know, you're taking everything in. But then when you go out for meals, yeah, no, I'm not working. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, when you're off,
like,
yeah. Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
Absolutely.
Do you take someone with you when you're reviewing?
Yes, always. So, and actually, lots of times would be my husband, because we've, you know, obviously eaten out a lot together.
Right.
And it's very, like, he's really good on food as well. So it's very good to sort of, you know, have chats and compare things, you know, things that we've eaten before. Although, say if I was going having a cuisine that I wasn't that familiar with, then it would be nice to go out with somebody, you know, who was more familiar with it, you know.
How does someone go in for consideration, or put themselves forward for consideration to be your plus one on a review date? Do you have a form on the website on theirstimes.com?
Oh, of course. That's exactly how it works.
I'm just saying I'm available anytime at the drop of a hat. Okay, I'm putting myself in there.
I might take you.
It's interesting then, would your husband's experience, like, would you, I suppose you'd both be, how long are you married?
God, this, I should remember. 25 years.
Well, in that case, yeah.
So would you
be fairly then compatible in terms of your experience? Or would he, if he wasn't enjoying himself, could that sully your experience of the review?
Oh, no, we'd be... Well, he knows as well that when I'm reviewing, it's quite different. So, you know, he always sort of laughs that I tell him what to eat. And basically, the way I would approach it is when I'm reviewing, I'll have a look at the menu beforehand. Most stuff is online these days.
Good idea.
JP does
great,
that.
Great
like,
idea,
he's obsessed.
Karina.
Like, the minute we're even talking about a restaurant, he's looking at the menu online. I'm like, no, we let's just enjoy it when we get there.
Yeah, but then I'd have to drop him as my diner, because he has to do exactly as I tell him.
That's the key to a successful 25-year marriage. Do as you're told. So then, I suppose, well, you're right for the Irish Times. What's the reaction like when they see you walking in the door? I mean, is your portrait up in the kitchen already? Do you give her the best service, or how does it work?
Yeah, you hear that, you know. You hear that all the restaurant critics, that all their pictures are up in the kitchens, well, of some of the restaurants. I don't know whether they are or not. But do you know what? Invariably, I'm just not recognised at all. Like, I'm a middle-aged woman, and there are a lot of women who look like me, you know. So I just kind of go in, the two of us walk in, get shown to the table just like anyone else, and sit down and have our meal.
I think you would stand out if you were wearing a pair of those glasses and the mustache, you know, the nose and the mustache.
Mm. Mm. You've seen me, have you?
She's a middle-aged woman who wears the glasses and the nose and the mustache, the plastic nose and mustache. You'd spot her a mile away. So then, when you're in and you're sitting down, has anyone said, "Oh, it's you"?
Another time, but you know what? Like, in those restaurants, because, you know, there's a change in front of house staff the whole time. So there would be some people who've been working in the industry the whole time and they go, oh, hi, you know, when they see you. And if it's a new restaurant, they're expecting all the critics to come in anyway.
Yeah.
And they would know all of us, you know, so they'd be on the lookout for us. They'd spot us when we come in. But, you know, I always book anonymously. It's always in a different name, maybe in a man's name. You know, it just depends all the time. And everything is completely anonymous and it's never by invitation. Like I'd get emails sometimes saying, oh, would you come in and review our restaurant? And that's just not the way it is. Like it is never, ever like that. It's never, there's never any payment by the restaurant or any involvement of the restaurant. So the Irish Times pays for the meal in full. So it's completely independent. So yeah. When you're in there and if they've clocked you, well, they've clocked you, you know, but all the chef can do is his very best at that stage,
yeah.
You know.
Fair enough. Yeah, it is interesting, I suppose. You do kind of think, oh, it must be amazing getting all these free dinners and I've been looked after and been comped by the restaurant. But of course, if that was the case, if they were putting up free dinners for you all the time, then you'd feel a sort of an obligation to say, oh, it was lovely. They gave me a free side of chips or whatever.
No, I mean, like, it's actually really important because that is something that just would never happen.
Yeah.
So, like, I would never, ever write a review of a restaurant if it was comped, even if something was sent out, a dish was sent out, then I wouldn't write about that. That's separate. Like, I only write about, you know, go in anonymously and pay for everything. And that's, like, it's 100%. It has to be really transparent because, you know, I'm writing for the reader and telling them where they should spend their money. So it's very important I get a proper experience.
Absolutely, yeah. You need to be trusted. I like the idea of you booking anonymously, and then when you ring the restaurant, you put on a man's voice. Hello, my name is John Hardgrave. Actually, it's not Korean. What do you like to have? Do you have takeaways? Like as on your downtime, what's your cuisine of choice?
Well, I also review takeaways, which is great. So on the column, there's a restaurant column on one side, and then there's a half-page takeaway column on the other. So I get at least one takeaway a week, as well as one restaurant eating out experience a week. So I enjoy a good takeaway.
You've got everything covered. That's fine. How do I get that job? How did you get this job, Corinne Hargrave?
Oh, you know these things. They happen overnight, just like your job,
just
you know?
Like that. Yeah, yeah. It's all messing and slagging and having a laugh and all of a sudden you just decide. But so how did you get it?
I mean, well, I've been writing on food specifically for 18 years and right. I edited Travel Magazine and Hotel Magazines before that. So I've written for the Sunday Times, the Irish Independent. I was restaurant critic with Irish Tatler. I was the wine writer for the Independent, so I've also studied wine as well. So it's just, it's been years and years of writing about food and eating in restaurants. And then when this gig came up, because Catherine Cleary had been in the job for 10 years,
yes.
And then she decided to hang up her hat and it was offered to me. So I was obviously delighted.
Well,
so,
you didn't have to fight anyone for it or take anyone out or eat or an eating contest.
They didn't give us an eating contest or anything like that. Interestingly enough.
No. Well, listen, it's been lovely talking. It's a fascinating insight into the business. What's for dinner tonight?
Do you know something? I don't know. It's probably going to be leftovers, actually, because I reviewed an Indian takeaway, and there's still some left. So I think that's going to be tonight.
Lovely. Sounds fantastic. Mm. Do enjoy it. And you can follow Corinna at Corinna Hardgrave and Reader, of course, in the Irish Times on the regular as well. Corinna Hardgrave, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Bye.
Much obliged. All the best. Bye.
Food with Ray Foley and Cully and Sully. Great food and super conversation.